This year's commemoration of our independence comes at a time of serious challenge to all the peoples of the world. We are witnessing an economic depression which is still unfolding and creating upheavals and uncertainties among rich and poor alike. Amid such stark uncertainties, however, Jamaicans, ever resilient, have never waned in their pride to proclaim, individually and collectively, "I believe in Jamaica." Across the United States, Jamaicans can be grateful that we are not the worst off. And indeed, many Jamaicans and Jamaican organizations have been active in efforts to stem the tide of problems which follow. Massive layoffs, business closures, and disruptions of business. We are 47 years young, and our path has never been smooth. Most Jamaicans have come from a background of difficulties in a small developing island. And we know that when times are hard, we must wheel and come again. It is to our creative and inventive genius as a people that, for instance, our tourism product has continued to expand, even amidst the global downturn. This is cause to celebrate. Our students have shown continuing improvement, and across the globe, Brand Jamaica has become firmly established. This is cause to celebrate. We have been buffeted by Hurricane Dean and Tropical Storm Gustav in the recent past, but these have not deterred us from making advances in improving our lives and creating a better environment for the future. Jamaicans know very well that times of economic downturn also present opportunity for new creative ideas, new plans, and new business. Our overseas relatives and friends continue to send home significant sums of money, and this has created funds which can be used to improve our capacity in construction, agriculture, manufacturing, entertainment, and public service. For this, we are grateful. I wish to thank, in particular, the hundreds of medical professionals and helpers who each year, at their own cost, out of their own pocket, travel to Jamaica with specialized equipment and millions of dollars of medication to help people who are in need. Many of them do not even take a vacation, as they are busy spending it in working, sometimes long after sundown. We continue to celebrate such selfless love of country. There can be no doubt that people like these believe in Jamaica. But for the rest of us, the word Jamaica resides in our hearts. A recent worldwide survey has proclaimed that Jamaicans are among the happiest people in the world. And if you should even entertain the slightest doubt, consider that we have an average life expectancy of 72.6. So we live in longer than the Psalms say you can live, among the highest in the world. In economic terms, we are not the wealthiest, but we are not the poorest. We have no doubt in our minds that when we determine to settle down in pursuit of a particular purpose or goal, nobody can match us at anything. This, I admit, is cause for to celebrate and to continue to declare. And I want all of you to say with me, I want you to declare, 1, 2, 3, I believe in Jamaica. I didn't hear it. I didn't hear it. Good afternoon, and God bless you.
Hey, give it up for the ambassador, good and proper, man. I tell you, it's one of the coolest. Somebody say, yeah, yeah. Yeah, now.